This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome into the Diva's Dish. I am Sheree Taylor, your midday diva at Magic 98.9, joined by the weekend diva, Elise Riley. How you doing, girl?
I'm good.
Hey, we have video series we do. We have Momology Monday. We also have Wet Nose Wednesday, which is award-winning Wet Nose
it
Wednesday.
Is, yes.
We've been doing that for about 5 years. Momology Monday is a new thing. You can catch us on Magic989.com doing that. We actually are both moms. I'm a mom of an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old, both boys, and Elise has a daughter.
I do. I have a 5-year-old daughter.
Okay.
Her name is Ella.
I still call you a baby mom.
Because, yeah, she's still little.
Yeah, well, she's little, but you're also learning because they get really crafty and really tricky with age.
Oh, yeah.
So we talk about those things on Momology Monday. But on the Diva's Dish, we dish what's going on around the world. This is a podcast that we do about 20, 30 minutes each and every day. Share it on the website so you can listen to it, download it, take magic with you. We're doing Christmas music right now. We are the Christmas station, but we also have all kinds of topics for you. And so let's get started with some of the topics. We're going to tell you what we're covering today. Things that always go together. Your favorite Christmas song, your favorite Christmas movie, Nick Cage. Mickey Mouse. Who did this planning for us? We need to talk to our producer. I don't know. So you're like all paused out here.
I know. I'm just sitting here trying to think of how Mickey Mouse and Nicolas Cage go together.
They are both characters.
I mean, National Treasure was Disney, I guess.
It was Disney, and Nick Cage is a national treasure.
True,
in a
true.
Way, in a way. Nick Cage, first time you remember seeing him was?
Moonstruck.
Oh, see, I should
know
that.
How did you not know that was my favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
No, I didn't say favorite. I said the first time you remember.
I know, but earlier you were like, you have a favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
And you just blew that whole line. It's over. You're fired.
No, I said, you already know.
Yes.
It's obvious.
Obvious. Snap out of it. Yeah, that's a great Nick Cage movie. And of course, Elise, a little backstory here. She loves Cher. Absolutely loves Cher.
She is my idol. She's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, Cher. You got a love bite on your neck. Your life is going down the toilet.
She's amazing. I love her.
She's absolutely amazing. Okay, yeah. Nick Cage, first time I remember seeing him was Valley Girl. I think he was in Valley Girl. And my favorite Nick Cage movie, there have been so many, but I would say The Family Man.
I do. I love The Family Man.
And it's
even
a Christmas
movie,
too.
I weep.
It's a Christmas movie. It's got Don Cheadle in it, who I think is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And my computer apparently thinks he's fantastic, too. And my computer just seconded that. It was like, beep, beep, beep.
It did.
Oh, how about that? Okay, so Nick Cage has been tapped to play in a new movie about his life. I know it's kind of a stretch, and it's kind of pigeonholing him.
It is.
But they're asking him to play Nick Cage. What do you think about that, Elise?
So Nick Cage is going to play Nick Cage in a movie about Nick Cage.
Exactly.
Huh.
Back in the 80s, there was a movie, Victor Victoria.
That's a lot.
A movie about a girl playing a guy and a movie playing a girl. What? Okay, so yeah. So let's look up on this whole Nick Cage thing, if you will pardon me. It mentions National Treasure. From Benjamin Franklin Gates to Johnny Blaze to H.I. McDonough, Nicolas Cage has embodied some peculiar characters throughout his career. Okay, yeah, so he's played all these characters. And Face Off, when he and Travolta, apparently their characters changed faces.
Yeah.
He embodied Travolta, but Travolta, oh my gosh, he really embodied Cage. So you could see Nick Cage through all of Travolta in that film. So will Nick Cage be able to handle being played by Nick Cage?
Someone said, this is the most Nicolas Cage thing I have ever seen. He's really out Nick Caged himself.
And you know what? If anybody's going to out Nick Cage at Nick Cage, it should be Nick Cage.
It should. You know, we forget about Gone in 60 Seconds. That was a classic Nick Cage movie. I love that movie.
I never saw it.
Oh, it's so good. Him and Angelina Jolie. It's excellent.
Wow.
My husband would be very upset if I did not mention Gone in 60 Seconds.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think of... There's so many other Nick Cage movies that I've seen. And here's the thing about Nick Cage. Either you like him or don't like him. I like him in certain things, but certain things he irritates me in too much.
I have not seen any of these Nicolas Cage movies.
What's the most recent thing Nick Cage has done? Aside from getting married and divorced all in a matter of 3 days?
Something called Grand Isle and Primal. Those are two movies that he's got out in 2019.
Didn't see either one of them. Mm-hmm. And 2019's almost over. But I will tell you this, though. One thing, though, is Nick Cage, you can never take this one away from him.
It's true.
He was the son-in-law of Elvis. He was married briefly to Lisa Marie Presley. So that makes him, even though it was long after Elvis passed away, he was the son-in-law of Elvis. And I can kind of see a little Elvis thing going on with him.
Yeah, he's a character.
Definitely a character. All right, let's move on from Nick Cage to Mickey Mouse. Back in 1928, which is why you see all the 1928 stuff when it's surrounding Disney, the animated short film Steamboat Willie premiered November 18th, 1928. That makes Mickey Mouse 91 years old. He is timeless. I mean, there's so many different versions of Mickey. You can look at Mickey's animation from back then to now. Even Lego this past year came out with a Steamboat Willie version of Mickey Mouse. And the whole set, my youngest son wants, because my youngest son, 1 year for Halloween at Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at Disney, dressed as Mickey Mouse. So we got stopped everywhere we went around that park. People wanted to have their picture made with young Walt, and it was just really, really classic. Such a classic costume idea, because everyone loves Walt Disney. Everyone loves what he brought to the world. And, of course, my youngest son wants anything Disney, because Disney this year in the Lego set has out the Walt Disney World train.
Oh, wow.
And the depot. So that's what he's asked for Christmas from Santa. So I think that's what Santa's bringing him. And I have Legos all over my house now. I think we're going to have to contain some Legos.
Yeah.
And understand, when that Lego set's put together, it stays together. It doesn't get scattered in pieces.
Oh, yeah. You can't just put it together and then just randomly make it into something else. That's one thing.
Well, Bennett's always building around the house. Everything is Disney World and an amusement park to him where he goes. So watch out for
classic.
Him. He's going to be running Disney someday.
He says he is. He's got a whole idea.
If you see pictures of us that we've posted on social media, Bennett draws his own version of Disney World everywhere on all the dry erase boards here.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have station plans up and station prep work up, and we look, and Bennett, when if he's in the studio with me, we'll draw all over it. So what are you looking at, Elise?
They have a list on this article that we have on our website about Mickey. They have a list of everything that's on Disney Plus, and I got distracted.
Okay, no, it's okay. Let's talk about that now, because that was a great lead-in on the story on magic989.com. You can check out the article from radio.com, and it talks about Mickey Mouse looking great for 91, and then all of a sudden it's like, guess what? It's Disney Plus time.
Oh, yeah.
And you have Disney Plus.
I do.
You're talking about, you and Twisted Todd on our sister station, The Planet, down the way, we're talking about a program on there that everyone's binge watching. I don't have Disney Plus just yet. I need to. I know I can package it in with my Hulu service, and that would make me happy, package it in with Hulu, and of course my youngest one happy because the Disney Plus, and my oldest one happy because ESPN comes with that too. So tell us why everybody's going crazy for Mandalorian. I just looked at you the other day and I was like, I have no idea what it is, so I just smile and nod when people mention it.
I have to do that to a point. Now, my husband Colin is the one that's super into all the Star Wars and all of that. I wasn't raised on that like he was. So he's the one that's really into The Mandalorian. I may or may not have fallen asleep a couple times. They're releasing an
which
episode.
Which means she fell asleep, head bobbing, drool coming out the side of her mouth.
Yeah, they released an episode.
This is radio, or else I would have given you a reenactment.
Oh, no.
We have this home cam from your house. Let's take a look at it,
Elise. No. And so they're releasing an episode a week. They're doing it instead of binge style. They're doing it regular, you know, television style, making you wait a week. And then you get your new episode. And so the second episode came out.
They don't understand.
I think
my
over
life.
The weekend. Yeah, it was. We like to binge things. Colin was so upset with the end of the first episode. Apparently, it was a cliffhanger, and he was just so bent out of shape about it. And he's trying to tell me, and I'm like, okay, yeah, oh, okay. And occasionally, I'll pick up on like a name, and I'll be like, oh, that's so and so, right? And he thinks I'm listening, and I am listening, but I'm not comprehending.
See,
that's for sure.
How many years have you been married now?
7.
See, you're learning. He thinks I'm listening. Okay.
Yeah,
you we'll have go with that.
Star Wars
says the divorced woman.
Yeah, Star Wars is not my thing, but it's his thing. So he's really excited about the new Mandalorian. And Twisted Todd has Star Wars tattoos. So, I mean, he's super into Star Wars.
I think he is a Star Wars character come to our world is what it is.
Yeah, he loves Star Wars. And of course, with Dave, our station manager, he's obsessed. And they've been talking about it. And
I like Star Wars. I got emotional watching because I took my youngest son to see Playing with Fire, the John Cena movie. I'll do a review of that later. So my summation of that movie is it's for moms because you're going to take your kids to see it. There's some inside fart jokes, that kind of stuff like that, that mom, you know, kids love, moms not so much. But moms, the payoff is like with Aquaman. You didn't go to see Aquaman for the story, Mom. You took your kids to make your kids happy. You took yourself to make yourself happy. There are several shirtless scenes with John Cena in there. And one, he's in a belly shirt with My Little Pony on it. That is worth the price of admission.
Oh, well, yeah, it sounds like it.
Is it Oscar worthy? Heck no. Is it watchable? Yes, because of that. They had to throw that in there for the moms. And John Leguizamo's in it, too, so I absolutely love him.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the whole Mickey Mouse, Disney Plus, Mandalorian. Okay, so it's all, so they're doing that with the new shows only like one a week, right?
Yep.
So the old things are on there that you can binge watch like you do with Netflix and the other streaming services.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Because there's lots of stuff in there, like Phineas and Ferb, we don't get to see anymore because it's moved on. It's one of those Disney shows that's been completed in the books. So definitely we can watch this because we love Phineas and Ferb.
There's stuff on there that you don't think about. Like when you think Disney movies, you automatically get drawn to the Disney, you know, the cartoons and things. There's so much more on there than you realize. There's like Heavyweights and The Parent Trap and Miracle on 34th Street. And just really like Disney movies that you just don't think of until you're scrolling and you're like, oh my gosh, we have to show Ella this, or oh, we have to do this. And all the Disney Channel original movies are on there.
So that explains my 8-year-old the other day in the car decided to have a conversation with me. And he said something about Miracle on 34th Street. And he goes, Mom, it's so underrated. It's this, that, and the other. People don't like it because it's black and white, but I love old black and white movies.
Yeah, he probably watched
it. And I looked at him and I'm like, who are you? And then I remember this is my child that is like the old soul. And I say that to him all the time and he giggles. And I'm just like, yeah, you're really like my grandfather trapped in a kid's body.
Yeah, there's movies on there that I watched as a kid, like Freaky Friday, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries is one of my favorites.
Yeah, all
this
stuff.
I have that on DVD. I let my kids watch it. It's fantastic.
There's tons of stuff you don't even realize.
So Spaceballs is
way
not
more.
On there.
Yeah, I doubt it.
No, but Spaceballs is not Disney.
Way more than you think.
Okay, all right, I'll have to check it out. Like it's Angels awesome. In the Outfield, I know that's a Disney one, and I love that one. I think that's the one we're gonna have to watch. Okay, so I'm signing up for the service. You convinced me, and so did Radio.com.
Oh yeah, it's worth it. And the whole list is available right now on our website. Magic989.com. You click on the Mickey article, there's a whole list. Everything
Look
that's on
at
there.
That we've even got like a little bitty video on there saying, do you need kids to go to Disney World? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It helps. It happens. I mean, I've taken my kids there, and then I have a really close friend of mine that lives in Florida, and I have a pass for Disney, so an annual pass holder's pass. And so I actually flew down there, met her, and we went to Disney on our own, and that was actually pretty fun as two grown-ups going around
Disney. I want to do that.
Oh, yeah. And then I will tell you this about Disney. Highly, highly recommend this. If you are of age, you can drink around the world in Epcot.
That sounds amazing. We didn't go to Epcot when we went to Disney. I've only been the one time, and Ella was three, and that's the one we opted out of.
Aw, you know, you'll love it. Epcot is great, and of course, she would like it now because that's where the Frozen ride is. I've only done the Frozen ride one time because the line for that is crazy. And being a pass holder, you get extra magic hours, and we had extra magic hours. It was right before Bennett's birthday, so it was into the night, and so we said Bennett, who was born on December 28th, actually turned six on the Frozen ride.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's so sweet. And I love Olaf, but I'm not a big fan of the movie Frozen, but you have a little girl, so of course I can understand how she would love that.
Oh, yeah. You know we're counting down the days till Friday.
Counting down the days till Friday.
The new Frozen comes out on Friday.
Yes, I know.
So, yeah.
I'll let you review that one for
Don't
us.
Worry. I got it.
You got that. The first time I saw Frozen, Bennett was a toddler. Austin was old enough to sit in the theater. And then my ex-husband was there at the time, too. We were still married. And we took turns taking Bennett in and out, because he could not sit still. So I totally missed all that movie. So I was like, I think I'm pretty good. I let it go. They sang it all the time. So I think I'm pretty good there.
Yeah, you're probably good. You don't need to really see that.
I have boys. I don't need to worry about that one.
Nah, I got it.
You got it. All right. You got it. You even have, like, the whole thing going on. Okay. And also, we talked about Mickey Mouse. We talked about characters. And there's a therapy goat coming up this week that we're going to do a video series about. Because there is a therapy goat that can't go anywhere without a certain costume. And so Elise and I have decided to pay homage to that therapy goat in our video series. So you got to watch that on the station this week. magic989.com. I already sent Elise a picture of my therapy goat costume. And you have a therapy goat costume,
too. I do.
Okay, so you'll just have to tune in to see which ones we will be. So excited about that. All right, let's get to the Christmas music. We are playing Christmas music here on magic989.com. And, of course, on our station, magic989, so if you're in the Greenville area, but you can download the radio.com app. Take us with you wherever you go. And you can listen to all the music we have. It's queued up. You can even go back in time and see what we played and see our playlist. And there's even a button inside the app that you can hit and call the studio and make your own request. We do take requests from all over, even from the North Pole.
Oh, yeah. And Santa, he let us know.
He likes it. He loves us. He tunes into us. And, of course, we have all the Santa sightings, too, on our website, magic989.com, so you can check those out. All right, so I'm going to hit you out of left field. We talked about Christmas music. Now, what is your absolutely worst Christmas song you do not like? See, I hit you with that one.
Well, let me preface this by saying it is not the actual song that I hate. It is the connection to the song. My name is Elise, like we said earlier. So the most hated song that I have is Feliz Navidad, only because it has nothing to do with the song. I want everyone to make sure you understand that. It is not the song. It is the fact that children called me Feliz Navidad my entire childhood.
You've told me that before, and it never gets old.
Yeah,
because
it takes
a lot for me not to say that to you or start singing that to you. But then again, you know, Christmas, we play about 50 days worth of Christmas music where I can make fun of you.
Exactly. I have the whole rest of the year.
The other rest of it was the 365, so that's 315 days you can make fun of me, being that my name is Cherie. My whole life, I have heard my Sharia Moore, Sherry Baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sherry, thank you, Steve Perry, for making my high school years torture.
Yeah.
And let's see, I'm missing one. Sherry Baby. Mm. Oh, Sherry, my Sharia Moore. And oh, yeah, my parents thought it was funny. Not funny. They just decided, oh, yeah, Denise sounds like a great middle name for her. In the 1950s, Randy and the Rainbows had a song called Oh, Denise. Shooby-doo, I'm in love with you.
That's quite the blow.
That is quite
That's rough. I thought Feliz Navidad was bad.
My brother, named after my father and my grandfather. My sister, named after my great-grandmother. Me, I'm named after songs that I can be tortured with.
I'm named after a TV character from Family Ties.
Elise Keaton. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Don't make me sing that song. I will.
Yeah, I'm named after a character.
We've been together for a million years. You've never seen Family Ties.
No, I've never seen
Family
Ties.
That's the theme song. And I bet we'll be together.
I try to tell people that I'm named after the character from First Wives Club, because that's one of my favorite movies. But the First Wives Club actually came out after I was born. So I can't. Somebody called me on it one time. That's normally what I claim was Goldie Hawn's character from First Wives Club.
I wish she got her lips caught in a pool drain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was rough.
It was rough. See, I don't think I was named after anybody or any of those songs. Maybe my parents had the radio on the way to the hospital because I was supposed to be a boy.
Me too.
Back then, they didn't have ultrasound, and they went by the heartbeat of the child. And my mom and dad had my brother, and then 4.5 years later had my sister, and then almost 6 years later had me. And so they just assumed I was a boy based on the heart rate, and my name was going to be Walter Russell.
Well,
I was going to be called Rusty.
That's hurtful.
That's unfortunate.
Well, we had ultrasound when I was born back in 89, and my mom was told the whole time, oh, your baby boy. And then when she got to the hospital and gave birth to me, they said, oh, your daughter is beautiful. And she said, oh, that's real funny. My birthday is April Fool's Day. And she was convinced that the doctor was playing a joke on her, and Family Ties happened to be what was on the TV. And because she had no name, my name was supposed to be Matthew Charles.
So you were going to be Chuck and I was going to be Rusty.
Nah, I think I was going to be Charlie.
Charlie and Rusty.
Yeah. That's rough.
That's going to be our new. Not that it could have not been the Diva's Dish anymore. It'd have been like the Chuck and Rush show.
We sound like plumbers. Like, that's not good. So,
we
sound
like plumbers.
I had no name.
My pants are up to you. I had to be a plumber.
That's true. I have on high-waisted leggings. I can't
actually have on a skirt. So, yeah. That, I would be worried about my skirt being like plumber crack.
No, yeah. Okay. Thankfully, maybe our names aren't that bad. We could have been Chuck and Rusty.
I know. So your parents had on the TV.
They did.
I'm thinking my parents just had the radio on in the car. And then when they got to the hospital, the tune was stuck in their head. And they're like, yeah, that sounds good.
Sure.
That sounds good. We'll go with that. So anyway, next on Therapy Tuesday.
Yeah. All you did was ask me what Christmas song I hated. That's all you did.
That's all I did.
And that's what happens.
And you know what? That's your that's your least favorite Christmas song. Your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite regular Christmas song is The Grinch.
Okay. And secular? I mean, not that was secular. Oh, your favorite religious Christmas song?
Oh Holy Night, sung by Celine Dion.
Oh Holy Night and O Come All Ye Faithful by Luther Vandross. Mm-hmm. Luther Vandross, I just can imagine, he passed on several years ago. I can just imagine hearing him sing that with the angels because his voice was angelic.
Mm-hmm.
He was amazing and everything. And just O Come All Ye Faithful, that one, it kills me. So
yeah,
if we're playing
it
on the air here and you're calling to make a request, I will not be picking that up.
Yeah.
I will be crying, ugly crying in the corner.
Yeah, I love Celine Dion. Anything Celine Dion wants to cover is completely fine with me. But she does a cover of O Holy Night that is
it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely beautiful. Mariah Carey's is also good, too. O Holy Night is my favorite religious song for Christmas. But Luther Vandross is, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, it gets me right here. All right, my least favorite Christmas song, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. I hate that song.
I think of you every time I hear it.
I hate that song. It takes a lot for me not to say that when I intro that song.
Yeah. I know, it's hard for me not to say something about Feliz Navidad, too. I've said it like once, and then I'm like, that's enough. I just intro it.
I mentioned it one time or two times or 12 times on my show.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Well, tomorrow we're going to be covering some more topics. Let us know what you think, what you want us to cover. And, of course, we can give you the ins and outs of what we've got coming when we have Shake the Tree coming up. That's right. We've got
Shake the Tree coming up. I love it.
We will be shaking the Christmas tree daily or almost hourly for you to win some great prizes.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some fun stuff coming up. So stay tuned for that here on Magic 98.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.